empty.
And this is where we begin a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's Sunday, the 5th of January. Good morning from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Peter Wise. Sarah Keith Lucas will be here with the Shipping Bulletin in a minute, and then it's the news along with the weather, papers and sport in News Briefing at 5:30. Bells on Sunday comes from Wells in Somerset just before 5:45, and straight after that, it's In Touch with Peter White. But first, here's John Wilson.
This Cultural Life, where my guests reveal their most significant influences and share the experiences which have inspired their own creativity.
I was raised with stories. There was no television in Chile at the time. And people sat and have a cup of tea and they would talk.
The new series continues with Isabel Allende, Marin Alsop and the film director James Ivory.
My attention to period details really comes from what I've learned from those artists who have worked with me. I didn't know anything about costume or hairstyles.
This Cultural Life with me, John Wilson, continues on Thursday mornings at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
We'll get a full weather forecast at around about 25 to 6 this morning. But first, here's Sarah Keith Lucas with the shipping forecast.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning. And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 5th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in South Adzira, Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, just west of Sole, 984. Expected Lundy, 974 by midnight tonight. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Adzira. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming easterly 5 to 7 later. Rain or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. South Adzira, 40s. Southerly, backing southeasterly 4 to 6, then easterly 6 to gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in South Adzira. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Variable 3 at first, except in Tyne, otherwise southeast, backing northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. South, 4 at first in Fisher, otherwise southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Fisher. Rain or snow, moderate to very poor. Thames, Dover, White. Southeast at first in Thames, otherwise southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. South or southwest, veering northwest later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Biscay. Rain, then showers later, moderate or poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Southwest, backing north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Thundery rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming north or northwest, 6 to gale 8. Rain, moderate or poor. Irish Sea. Northeast 5 to 7, backing north 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or snow, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon. Northeast, backing north or northwest, 6 to gale 8. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, except in Rockall, Bailey, and East Fair Isle. Squally, sleet or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Light icing in Southeast Iceland. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southeast 3, 27 miles, 997, falling more slowly. Stornoway. Southwest 2, more than 38 miles, 997, falling. Lerwick. East northeast 4, more than 38 miles, 1000, falling. Lucas. West by south 1. Fog, 1 mile, 999, falling. Bridlington, southeast 6, 997, falling quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast 7, 2 miles, 995. Jersey, south-southwest 5, slight drizzle 3 miles, 996, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. South-southwest 6, 2 miles, 992. Scilly Automatic. Southwest 6, heavy drizzle 1 mile, 988, falling. Valentia. Northeast by east 5, slight drizzle 24 miles, 986, now rising. Roddlesway. Northeast by east 6, 1.5 miles, 993, falling more slowly. Malinhead. East 4, slight showers 5 miles, 996, falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 5th of January 2025. General situation. Northern Scotland continues to lie in a cold and showery air mass. Further south, an Atlantic frontal system is bringing strong locally gale force winds with rain or snow, with mild conditions now spreading across southern England and South Wales. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less at first in south, otherwise northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers becoming wintry, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 4 to 6. Showers perhaps becoming wintry, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast, backing east, then northeast later, 4 to 6. Rain, moderate, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast, 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, then north or northwest, 4 to 6 later. Sleet or snow at first in south, otherwise rain. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first in south, and good later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, but becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time in north, then backing southerly 6 to gale 8 later. Sleet or snow at first in north, otherwise rain. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first in north, and good later. Northumberland to Selsyville. Cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in east, otherwise southwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southerly later. Rain at times, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good. Selsyville to Lyme Regis. Southerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first, then veering northwesterly later in west. Rain at times, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, then veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at times, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southwest 5 to 7, veering north or northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at times, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic 3 to 5 at first, except in far north, otherwise easterly backing northerly 5 to 7, then northwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at times with sleet or snow at first in far north, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first in far north, becoming good at times later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East backing northeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, then backing north 6 or 7 later. Sleet or snow, then rain, then showers later, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first and good later. Isle of Man. East or northeast 5 to 6, backing north or northeast 5 to 7, then north or northwest 5 or 6 later. Rain or sleet, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Fall to Carlingford Lock. East 4 to 6, backing northeast 5 to 7, then backing north later. Rain until later in south, otherwise wintry showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly backing northerly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south. Rain or wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East 3 to 5, backing northeast 4 to 6, then north 5 to 7 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers becoming wintry and squally, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. East or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. That completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 5th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Nigel Farage has defended comments made by Elon Musk about British ministers while acknowledging that he used very tough terms. Significant disruption is expected in large parts of the UK because of snow and freezing rain. And in sport, Liverpool will extend their lead in the Premier League to 8 points if they beat Manchester United this afternoon. The leader of Reform UK, Nigel Farage, has defended Elon Musk after the tech billionaire made a series of inflammatory comments on his social media platform X about British politicians. In one of the posts, Mr. Musk accused the government minister Jess Phillips of being an apologist for rape after she decided not to go ahead with a full public inquiry into grooming gangs. In response, the Home Secretary Yvette Cooper said Ms. Phillips was a fearless and formidable advocate for sexual abuse victims. Nigel Farage told the BBC's Sunday with Laura Koonsberg programme that Mr. Musk did use very tough terms, but praised him for the changes he'd made to X, formerly Twitter.
In public life, tough things get said. They get said by both sides of the debate. This man happens to be the richest man in the world. But equally, the fact that he's bought Twitter now actually gives us a place where we can have a proper, open debate about many things. Free speech is back. We may find it offensive, but it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Large parts of the UK, including northern and central England and most of Wales, are facing heavy snow and freezing rain. The Met Office has warned that roads could be blocked by stranded vehicles, while trains and buses could be cancelled or delayed. Bristol Airport was closed for several hours last night before reopening around 11 p.m. Imogen O'Flaherty was due to fly from Dublin to London Stansted, but ended up in Glasgow.
We took off from Dublin at around 11:30. We were supposed to land in Stansted, and then because of all the snow and ice, they were trying to clear the runway for us, so we were flying around there for a while. And then it got to a point where we wouldn't have been able to land because we wouldn't have had the fuel to stick around any longer, so they diverted us to Manchester. We ended up flying straight past Manchester, diverted us again to Prestwick, and then they ended up diverting us again to Glasgow International. So yeah, we landed here at around 2:30 in the morning.
The government says it will make it easier for patients needing non-urgent care in England to decide where they're treated as part of its plan to tackle waiting lists.